This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Set your DVRs, everybody. Season 10 of The Voice starts tonight on NBC. Although, I ought to tell you, Gwen Stefani's not going to be there. And she's not the only thing. There are going to be fewer traditional commercials, too, at least tonight. And farther down your programming guide, Viceland, the new cable channel from Vice, debuts today as well. And word is, it's rethinking traditional television advertising, too. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks at whether any of this experimentation is likely to stick.
NBC will offer up bonus content during some of its shows tonight. During The Voice, they'll check in with last season's winner. During Blind Spot, there'll be a Q&A with the show's creators. All brought to you by American Express. Amanda Lotz is a media professor at the University of Michigan.
It's a recognition of the need for new strategies, or actually really a return to old strategies.
She says the early days of television were built on sponsorships like this one from the credit card company. Viceland, the new cable show from Vice, is also experimenting. Richard Greenfield is a media analyst at BTIG.
And really rethinking what it's like to have sponsors rather than the typical ad model. And that could be a real innovation that is sorely needed in the media industry.
Sorely needed because there are signs that viewers are losing patience with ad after ad after ad after ad. Even so, don't expect a broad rejection of the traditional commercial break.
Well, I think it works.
That's analyst Brian Weiser from Pivotal Research.
The 30-second spot seems to be the balance that works in terms of the relative cost, the relative efficiency, the comparability, across units.
Standard ads, he says, help advertisers keep track of what's succeeding and what isn't, and may earn advertisers even more attention when they do break the mold. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.